content of this program is for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Reviews. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer, NC Triangle Dining, a restaurant, food, and drink blog in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, and Chapel Hill, and the Triangle Food Blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news. Up first, from the News and Observer, one of Raleigh's top taco shops just opened its new brick and mortar near downtown. This was published February 2nd and written by Drew Jackson. Jim Tacos is located at 3701 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-615-1366. What was once a Burger King, then a noodle shop, is now the biggest restaurant opening of 2022 so far. Nearly 2 years in the making, popular taco truck Jim Tacos unveiled its new taqueria this week on Hillsborough Street. The bright orange Jim Tacos truck has been a lunchtime and late-night staple for years on Six Forks Road in Raleigh. Now, the new brick-and-mortar spot looks to serve the taco fanatics in downtown Raleigh and near NC State University. The new location opened on Monday, January 31st, and the line stretched out the door on the first night. "We're so excited to open on Hillsborough Street," Gamael Romero said in an interview in December. "It's almost like a taco truck. We'll have a patio outside and serve late night." Jim Tacos is a four-person ownership team made of brothers Guillermel and Uriel Romero and Jorge Perez and Roberto Bruno. The truck opened in 2019 and has served all around Raleigh, but is mostly a fixture inside the Beltline at 220 East Six Forks Road. Romero said the new Hillsborough Street location will also serve as a commissary kitchen for Jim Tacos trucks and catering events. This is the second brick-and-mortar restaurant for Jim Tacos in less than a year. The group previously opened a sports bar in North Raleigh, adding a full bar with margaritas and new dishes like nacho towers. The new location, which took over the closed Hoi Bowl Vietnamese kitchen at 3701 Hillsborough Street, is more straightforward, with the same taco menu stacked with popular options like carnitas and al pastor as the trucks. The brick-and-mortar also adds drink options like beer and micheladas. For more information on Jim Tacos, you can visit them at instagram.com/JimTacos. This new location is located at 3701 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-615-1366. Also from the News and Observer, a piece of the celebrated Fondue La Pita is coming to Raleigh soon. Meet La Buena Vida. This was published February 2nd in the News and Observer and written by Drew Jackson. La Buena Vida is located at 4516 Falls of News Road in Raleigh, and at this time I could not find a phone number for this location. When Sanford's tiny Fonda La Pita landed on Eater's list of the best new restaurants in the nation, the clamor was almost instant. "When are you going to come to Raleigh?" the cries rang out. "Maybe one day." But some of Fonda La Pita is already on the way now. La Buena Vida, a new Mexican restaurant owned by Salvador Alvarez, will open in late February in North Raleigh. Alvarez is married to Fonda La Pita owner Viridiana Farusta and also owns the popular Chito Taco in Raleigh with Joel Ibarra and other partners. Spanish for the good life, La Buena Vida was well in the works before Fonda La Pita shot into the restaurant stratosphere. Now it will open with an already eager fan base, possibly as early as late February. A legacy of Raleigh restaurants. Alvarez, a cousin of the larger Ibarra family, which launched Raleigh's first El Rodeo restaurant, as well as Jose and Sons and Cortez, first started working in restaurants when he was 15, washing dishes at his family's La Rancherita in the Crabtree Valley Mall. Now 33, Alvarez says he plans La Buena Vida as a more authentic Mexican restaurant, separated from the tradition of Tex-Mex. For starters, that means tacos topped with onions and cilantro, with warm and soft corn tortillas, he said. It's going to be a Mexican restaurant, not a Tex-Mex restaurant, Alvarez says. It's going to be something very new, very different than something we've done before. There's no ground beef, hard shell tacos in Mexico. There's no lettuce, tomato, and cheese on the tacos. Alvarez and Frosto met while working at Totopos in Cary, another Ibarra restaurant he managed. Frosto will be the opening general manager at La Buena Vida, in addition to running Fonda Lupita. Located at 4516 Falls of Neuse Road and built in the former Tilted Kilt sports bar that closed 5 years ago, La Buena Vida has transformed the building. The outside walls are wrapped with a layer of artificial greenery, and on one side, there's a mural of rural Mexican artist Frida Kahlo with dahlias in her hair and a cigarette in her fingers. The mural looks out on an open-air patio stocked with wire Bartoya chairs and long wooden bar for standing with a drink. Alvarez said the Triangle's growing Latino population gives him the confidence that Buena Vida can be a success as a more authentic Mexican restaurant. But he said the tastes of the Triangle in general have changed since he first moved to North Carolina more than 15 years ago. Even Americans are more willing to try new things, Alvarez says. People couldn't handle spicy years ago, but now that's what they go for when they see it on a menu. Dishes from Fonda Lupita. Buena Vida's menu is still in the works, but Alvarez said it will be a more upscale concept in general. There will be tacos made with corn tortillas, barbacoa, a larger focus on seafood, and some dishes from Fonda Lupita, including tacos dorados de papa, a cheesy mashed potato taco topped with a limey slaw. Alvarez predicts those tacos will become a favorite. I'm not a vegetarian, but those potato tacos are good, Alvarez says. They remind me of home. Like Cheetah Taco, Alvarez said that the bar at La Buena Vida will start with fresh juices for its drinks. Alvarez says there's no comparison between margaritas made with the bright tartness of freshly squeezed citrus and ones with the cloying sweetness of bottled mix. Once you try a fresh squeezed drink, I couldn't sell margaritas made with a mix, Alvarez said. The menu will include Fonda Lupita recipes for pork carnitas in salsa verde and the barbacoa that starts in quesabirria tacos. Except at La Buena Vida, it will be made with lamb instead of beef, Alvarez says, for a stronger and more traditional flavor. Mexican food is so diverse, Alvarez said. There are so many things I want people to try. I'm just so glad people are willing to try new things. La Buena Vida is located at 4516 Falls of Neuse Road, Raleigh, and at the time, I could not find a phone number for them. A meadery and fried lobster tails have taken over the former Palace International space. This was published January 14th in the News and Observer by Drew Jackson. Shownuff Seafood is located at 1104 Broad Street in Durham. Their phone number is 919-972-9212. The restaurant turnover continues on Broad Street in Durham, as a new mead bar and a relocated seafood restaurant have moved into the former Palace International and the Vault spaces. The fried and boiled seafood shop Shownuff Seafood relocated to the Broad Street space late last year, moving from its former location in the Northgate Mall. Moondog Meadery opened last month, moving into the former vault space in the basement below Joe Van Gogh. Palace International, a beloved African restaurant, closed last year after 14 years on Broad Street in Durham, opening up restaurant space in the city's Watts Hillendale neighborhood. The Palace International continues to look for a permanent location after pivoting to a takeout online menu meal delivery business last year. Moondog. Like many mead enthusiasts, Derek Forrest's fascination began at a Renaissance festival. My parents had been brewing wine for about 7 years. Then I went to a Renaissance festival and tried it for the first time, Forrest said. I was immediately sold on it. In a below-ground bar, Forrest hopes to prove that now is the moment for mead. North Carolina has long been a state famous for its breweries and in recent years has seen a tide of craft distilleries open their doors. For the mead curious, this ancient brew is a wine made from fermented honey, Forrest said. Basic batches are just honey, water, and yeast, while other feature the addition of hops, spices, or fruit. The flavor profile is similar to wine, but it's there for the people who like honey, Forrest said. Light honey brings light floral notes. Honeys made from darker products like alfalfa or wildflowers are more earthy and rich. While there is a reputation for sweetness, Forrest said, mead can contain multitudes. It's all in how well you take care of the yeast, Forrest said. Some are made with the yeast consuming nearly all of the honey. I'm not a big fan of things being super sweet, which tend to be syrupy. I prefer things on the drier side. At the moment, the Triangle's mead scene is thin, with only Pittsburgh's Starlight Mead and Durham's Honey Girl Meadery brewing the beverage. The first batch of Moondog Mead is currently being brewed, Forrest said, and he expects it to be unveiled by the end of March. Forrest has been home brewing mead for 10 years, he said. In that time, his day job has been as a general manager for Chili's and Zaxby's locations, part of a 15-year career in restaurants. With Moondog, Forrest pulled up the hardwood floors of the vault and polished the concrete to make a better surface for brewing. There are new bathrooms, shelving for the bottle shop, and a patio in the works. Even if you're not a fan of mead, Forrest said, Moondog will shine a light on local beer. We want to be as local as possible with everything, he said. Shownuff. The seafood shop Shownuff moved into the former Palace International Restaurant space in November. Owner Michael Griffin first opened Shownuff in 2017 largely as a food truck and takeout restaurant specializing in all things seafood. In 2019, Shownuff grew into a new space at the Northgate Mall, expanding hours and days and becoming one of the closest spots to downtown Durham, serving mounds of butter-soaked crab legs. The rest of the menu includes fried fish and shrimp, plus lobster tails and boiled seafood combos. Late last year, Shownuff took over the prominent Broad Street space, offering patio dining and pickup Thursday through Sunday night for lunch and dinner. The new spots are the latest addition to Durham's Broad Street, which has seen some of the most turnover in the city over the past 2 years. Moondog and Shownuff will join the relocated Metro 8 Steakhouse, which moved into the former Watts Grocery space last year, and The Loop, which took over the deluxe chicken spot. Shownuff and Moondog are located at 1104 Broad Street in Durham, and their phone number is 919-972-9212. And jumping over to an article from NC Triangle Dining, Number 1 Pho in Cary for Fresh and Unique Vietnamese Cuisine. This was published January 20th and written by Ron Nguyen. Number 1 Pho is located at 5025 Arco Street in Cary, and their phone number is 919-297-2975. When it comes to Vietnamese eats, I'm a huge fan. Mostly because of two things. The diversity of its food categories and organic take on Asian fusion cuisine. So what do I mean here? First, Vietnamese food spans a wide variety of types. Rice plates, noodle bowls, sandwiches, and soups. And given its history and French influences, I do believe that's a typo. And given its history and French influences in Vietnamese cuisine, but is integrated into a truly natural progression over time. So I was curious when I ran into the menu for Number 1 Pho out in Cary. While our Vietnamese dining options have been really improving over the last several years, Number 1 Pho had a broader and more diverse view and menu than I've seen elsewhere. So I decided to take a trip out to West Cary to check out the newest Vietnamese find. Heading out on I-540 South, Number 1 Pho sits in a newer shopping plaza with La Farm Bakery and Whole Foods. Step into Number 1 Pho and you definitely get a different vibe here. Polished concrete floors, modern metal chandeliers hanging overhead, and lots of natural wood paneling in the dining room that catches your eye. There are a handful of line art Vietnamese prints, which give the space a more ethnic feel. Looking over the menu, you'll find a longish menu covering the usuals, kham, bun, pho, banh mi, along with some interesting items like hu tuy rice noodles in a pork-based broth, banh hoi angel hair vermicelli crepe, nam nhong meatballs, and cha jo spring rolls. It's a larger menu, so you may need some time to figure out your meal. With prices at the $10 to $20 range, I'd have to say that number one pho is slightly pricier Vietnamese options than most others in the area. To start, I usually love Vietnamese rolls. Their goi quan summer rolls are beautifully assembled. Translucent, soft white rice paper over rice noodles, shrimp, lettuce, and herbs. They skip the pork that's often in summer rolls, but it's a wonderfully fresh version of a summer roll with the herb flavor popping out. One area of improvement, I wished the peanut sauce had more depth and punch here. The chow gyau fried spring rolls are excellent, wrapped in rice paper versus the more typical spring roll paper. It's the first time I've seen this style of spring roll in North Carolina and feels a bit more authentic to me. Paired with some dipping sauce, it's a great treat. On the pho side of the menu, I tried out the number two with fresh eye of round, brisket, tendon, and omasa, tripe. Number one pho serves up a smaller, deeper bowl with about the same amount of primary ingredients. There's plenty of noodles, scallion, and onion, but if you're expecting a huge bowl of pho, you may be disappointed. I found the broth here a bit lighter and more basic, but still a satisfying slurp. Where number one pho shines is the fresh plate of condiments, bean sprouts, jalapenos, and basil, which is pungent and plentiful. One other item that caught my eye was the nam nhong grilled pork meatball served as a main. It's a complicated dish, a plate of meatball served up with a plate of greens, pickled veggies, peanut sauce, fish sauce, and then rice paper discs and water. You assemble the meal as you go. Twirl the rice disc in the water bath just long enough to get soft, too long and the water will make it hard to work with. Pile some meatball and veggies on top, roll it up, and you're ready to eat. It's a fun dish and one that's probably best shared with friends. Number one pho also serves up this dish as an appetizer and pre-made. Service at Number One Pho has been excellent for my visits, although I have seen some complaints in online reviews. It's a family-run restaurant, so there might be a wait at times due to the pandemic and staffing issues. But overall, I like what they're doing here and appreciate the breadth of what they offer. If you're looking for a fresher, lighter take on Vietnamese cuisine, I can definitely recommend a visit. I'll be back to try more off the menu, but if you live in West Cary or South Durham, Number One Pho is definitely worth the drive over. Number One Pho is located at 5025 Arco Street in Cary, and their phone number is 919-297-2975. Next, the latest Raleigh barbecue joint will showcase the Latin side of pork. This was published January 20th in the News and Observer and was written by Drew Jackson. Lechon Barbecue is located at 5959 Triangletown Boulevard, Unit 2121 in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-793-9913. The barbecue trade-off usually flavors smoky pork over crispy skin, a lesson in life that we can't have everything. But the new Lechon Barbecue in Raleigh aims to flip that script. Lechon Latin Barbecue Joint will open this weekend in Raleigh at Triangle Town Center, turning a former California pizza kitchen into a fast casual rotisserie house. Owners Richard Camos, Brandy Hernandez, and Jorge Thorne present Lechon as a barbecue joint, but you won't find a smokehouse or a pig cooker. Instead, you'll find lovingly roasted pork and a restaurant aiming to introduce a new kind of fusion. Originally from New York City, Hernandez grew up in the Bronx, and Camos grew up in Queens, and said he had his first hush puppy when he moved down to North Carolina 15 years ago. It quickly sparked a love affair with barbecue, he said. My head exploded, Camos said. I was taken aback. I thought, this place is crazy. Triangle Restaurant Veterans. Camos and Hernandez are veterans of the Triangle's restaurant industry. Most recently, Camos sold his Honest Abe's Kitchen and Bar over the summer, and Hernandez previously owned the Red Monkey Latin Fusion Kitchen, which closed last year in Crabtree Valley Mall. The Lechon owners have been inspired by local pit masters like Chris Prieto of Prime Barbecue, Camos said, calling the Nightdale restaurant's brisket among the best they've tried in the nation, dropping trips to places like Austin's Franklin Barbecue as a way of flexing their bona fides. But with that, they knew they didn't want to compete with the smoky side of barbecue and instead set out to build something closer to home. We got together and said, let's do a hardcore Latin barbecue joint, Camo said. The barbecue thing is coming back hard. We wanted to do something authentic. We can't fake the funk. The Lechon menu will focus on its namesake, the Puerto Rican suckling pig, marinated for 3 days in garlic, lemon, and cilantro, and roasted for 8 hours in a rotisserie oven until the skin crackles and drips with fat. It's a lot of Latin love, Camo said. Changing up the idea of barbecue a bit. Lechon Barbecue will also feature pernil, a slow-roasted pork shoulder, Peruvian-style rotisserie chicken, pork ribs basted in Hennessy barbecue sauce, and sides like mac and cheese, elote, and rice seasoned with pork drippings. We're changing up the idea of barbecue a bit, Camo said. I think the Triangle has a great palate and will get it. On the bar side, Lechon will focus on versions of mojitos and rum-based cocktails, plus a slushy machine dedicated to a frozen sangria. The bar itself is wrapped in copper, and the sprawling 5,600-square-foot dining room has given new life to the former California Pizza Kitchen. Even the former pizza oven has been retooled and will use wood fire to cook wings and ribs. Before COVID, Lechon was planning a full-service Peruvian restaurant, but Camos said the pandemic pushed the concept towards fast casual. Camos believes malls will see a post-pandemic rebound and hopes his restaurant will offer that spark. I'm a true believer. Malls will come back, Camos said. Downtown, there's no parking anywhere. Here, we've got lots of parking. Lechon Barbecue is located at 5959 Trianglestown Boulevard, Unit 2121 in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-793-9913. Popular Triangle Coffee Shop is opening a new location in downtown Raleigh. This was published January 12th in the News and Observer and written by Drew Jackson. 321 Coffee, a cafe and roaster that exclusively employs people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, is opening a new storefront in downtown Raleigh. The shop and nochery will open in spring at 615 Hillsborough Street in the Block 83 courtyard near Chargrill. It will feature a full coffee menu with light food offerings and roasting specials. 321, which won the News and Observer's Triangle Coffee Bracket in November, has run a modest operation at the Raleigh's Farmers Market since 2019. Its owners, Lindsay Reggae and Michael Evans, started the company 2 years earlier with a mission to expand employment opportunity for people with IDDs. The coffee shop's name, 321, refers to Down syndrome, which some of its employees have. The disorder is caused by a third copy of the 21st chromosome. Really, what we stand for is lifting up individuals with disabilities and helping them be a recognized and valuable part of the workforce, Reggae said. So we're really proud of how we integrate people with different abilities into different parts of the operation, and I think it's really going to show itself fully at the storefront. The downtown shop will be 321's third location. The company plans to open its second in February as part of Pendo's new Raleigh High Rise, as the NNO reported. That coffee bar will only serve Pendo employees. 321 Coffee employs about 30 members of the IDD community at its farmers market stall, but more than 50 are on a waiting list for future job opportunities. Reggae and Evans hope 321 can expand to employ all of them. Our goal is that the storefront is open 7 days a week for the majority of the day, Reggae said, so there should be some more opportunities to get people in. The company hopes to open another Triangle location in late summer, she added, and a dedicated roastery is in the works. 321 is also partnering with Oatly, a milk substitute manufacturer, to secure an all-electric coffee truck. First and foremost, our goal is to give current employees the hours they want fully, Evans said. But soon we hope to have bandwidth to open up more opportunities. Eventually, Reggae and Evans anticipate hiring more than 100 people with different abilities, but it will take similar effort from their peers in the business world to undo the inequitable hiring standards that have stymied the IDD community, they said. I think our goal ultimately is to do right by our staff and help them reach their goals, Evan said. For some, that might be full-time with 321, but for some, it might be full-time with a sports team or in industry or owning their own business. So we hope that we can be the pipeline to help people reach their dreams. With the added visibility of 321's new location, Reggae hopes the company's ideology will spread. It puts us in the heart of downtown and so many businesses, she said. We think it might start a chain reaction. And a few quick highlights from the Friday Fun Food Facts published February 4th from the Triangle Food Blog. Get ready, Nightdale. You are getting 4 new concepts all in one spot at the Crafton Food Hall, set to open next week on Friday, February 11th. Crafton is part craft cocktails, part craft kitchens, and 100% a space for all to enjoy. The concepts under one roof at 705 Money Court include the Corner Venezuelan, Poblano's Tacos, Fiore Trattoria, and Finica Burger. Additionally, you'll find the Crafton Bar, where you can choose from a wide variety of drink options. Pretty Was, owner of the coffee shop Chini Chai and Coffee and Tiffin, will soon open Chini Indian Food Emporium in North Raleigh at 1141 Falls River Avenue. They will serve cafe items along with Indian dishes for both dine-in and takeaway options. She also plans to rent out the space for guest chefs teaching cooking classes, pop-up dinners, product or video shoots in the kitchen, as well as kitchen space for up to 3 businesses to utilize. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Reviews is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.